Welcome to the Crossroads Prayer and Fast Podcast. While we are preparing our hearts for Easter, may you find a fresh encounter as we reflect on Jesus' journey to transform the world. So let's get started with today's episode with our lead pastor, Daniel Fusco.
Hey everybody, Pastor Daniel here. Welcome to the first day, day one of what will be 14 days of prayer and fasting as we journey with Jesus on his journey to transform the world. I am so excited as we embark on this journey together to see what it is that God is going to do in each one of our lives as we set ourselves apart with prayer and fasting to seek after him. We're going to be looking at different moments in the life of Jesus as he is journeying to the cross and to the empty tomb. So make the commitment over the next 14 days to be listening to the podcast and seeking the Lord. As we get our journey going, we're going to start as we watch Jesus eating with his disciples. Let me read to you from Luke's gospel, Luke chapter 22, verses 14 and 15. It says, "When the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them, 'With fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer.'" It's amazing to me that with all that was going on for Jesus, that he is expressing his intense desire to eat the Passover with his apostles, these 12 men who he has been journeying with for 3 years. They have been learning from Jesus. They have been walking with him. They've been seeing miracles, hearing the messages, watching the issues, and they also found themselves in all sorts of unique situations with Jesus. But Jesus, knowing that he was about to suffer, was super excited to be with his people. Now, that gets me so excited because Jesus didn't just come to die on a cross and be resurrected. I mean, he did, but he also came to make friends. And it is so important for us that we are a friend of Jesus. Jesus said that. "I don't only call you myself, I call you friends." God wants us to be friends of Jesus's, and God also wants us to have friends with people. And not just friends who we like basketball together, or we like football together, or we like, you know, hiking together, but friends who are of the spiritual sort, people who not only we enjoy their company, but the conversations and the discussions are things that deepen our spiritual lives, that grow us up, that we are a good and godly influence in their life, and they are good and godly influences in our lives. I love the fact that Jesus was excited to partake of this particular Passover with his people. And if you know the story from the Gospels, Jesus arranged for all this to happen. Now, of course, we realize in this Holy Week passage that really Jesus knew that this was the Passover Seder that was going to be the Passover in fulfillment, where he takes the bread and says, "Hey, this is my body." Hey, he takes the cup of wine and says, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood." So he realized that this was all a prophetic fulfillment of his purpose and work. But don't miss the fact that Jesus was in deep relationship and community with his apostles, with the disciples, and God wants the same for us. If you're here and listening to this and you're a part of a community group at Crossroads, I'm so proud of you. Keep building into those relationships. But if you're not, listen, we're going to be launching a whole new round of community groups in the weeks right after Resurrection Sunday. So make a point to be like Jesus and surround yourself with friends who you have a fervent desire to spend, to break bread with them and to speak of the things of Jesus. So let me pray for you as we embark on this 14-day time of prayer and fasting together. Father, I want to thank you, Jesus, that you want us to know you, to be friends even. It's incredible to my heart, Lord. Thank you for inviting me to be your friend. Gosh, God, you are so good. Your grace is extravagant. And for each one of us, as we begin this journey, God, I ask these next 14 days of prayer and fasting that we would grow in our relationship with you. And we would also grow in our relationship with other people as you invite us not only to know and love you, but also to know and love other people. So God, do all that you want to do. And Lord, as we're starting this time of prayer and fasting. I know we're all excited, but we realize it'll get hard. It's not always going to be easy. And so God, do the work that you want to do in and through our lives. And God, we want to join you in continuing to transform our community, our world in this generation. So God, do your work in our lives. And we ask it all in Jesus' name. We all agreed and said together, amen and amen. God bless you today.
Thank you for listening to our Prayer and Fast podcast. Join us on Sunday, March 31st for Easter at Crossroads. Get service times and more at crossroadschurch.net/Easter.